Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, could the Queen take an early retirement? Royal editor Robert Jobson spoke to Sky News about the possibility of Charles becoming Prince Regent, King, in all but name. Jobson said, "He's certainly the longest serving heir to the throne. I'm sure he will continue to do so if the Queen wants to continue in that role. I'm sure there is enough scope if she wanted to step aside for him to become Prince Regent, and that she can enjoy her retirement like the Duke of Edinburgh has from the age of 96 if she wants to. But otherwise, in the Prince of Wales transition over the past 10 to 15 years, he has been taking on more of the responsibilities of the Queen. He does most of the heavy lifting in terms of long-haul flights representing the Queen and is supported by Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge as well. I think there has been a transition, and you can't expect Her Majesty to continue at the same pace. Whether there is a formal handing over of that executive power in terms of a regency is still up in the air, but the Prince of Wales will obviously continue to do more and more." The Express might not mind doing away with the monarchy altogether. Propping the UK would save £345 million a year by axing the waste of money monarchy. That money could be used to employ an extra 15,000 nurses or teachers, according to the CEO of Republic, Graham Smith. Mr. Smith said, "The thing is, for something to be of value for money, you need to get something back on what you spend. £345 million is a lot of money for essentially something that does one thing. It gives us one person to be head of state. Similar heads of state in Europe, which are elected, cost less than 10% of that. So £345 million could pay for 15,000 nurses or teachers. So that would be more money better spent than spending it on one family. The cost is one symptom of why the monarchy should be abolished. They get away with it because it is unaccountable. No one can get rid of them as individuals. They have to get rid of the whole institution. They get away with it because they are secretive and do not reveal the information about money being spent and what they are getting up to behind closed doors. We are supposed to be a democracy. We've argued about democracy and the will of the people for the last 4 years. Well, Charles has other ideas for the future. He has reportedly opted against renewing the lease on his Duchy Originals farm in the Cotswolds, where he has overseen pioneering agricultural techniques for decades. According to reports, the Prince, 71, is unwilling to sign a 20-year lease at the Duchy Home Farm estate because it would likely coincide with him becoming king. The Mirror reports that instead he plans to turn his attentions on transforming Sandringham into the UK's biggest organic sheep farm, having taken it over from Prince Philip last year. Are Meghan and Harry's staff making fun of them? The Express claims Meghan's new staff does impressions of her. Quoting a source, "Meghan was the all-American girl before she met Harry, but since living in the UK, she's adopted certain phrases. Her staff think it's amusing to listen to an American celebrity using Britishisms. She's often heard saying, 'Oh, darling,' to people at home. They do have a giggle about it, and sometimes they do impressions of her, but only in a light-hearted way. It's funny to them." The source said, "The staff there love to hear Harry's accent too. They adore him. He's very well-mannered, and staff were shocked by how down-to-earth he is as a royal. The source has predicted that Prince Harry will start to pick up an American vocabulary now that he is living in the US. No doubt he'll start to pick up American soon, and we'll be asking staff to take out the trash." No doubt. I am Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.